quickly take your seats. Let me speak to you quickly. And I'll go straight into it, but I beg you, as I always ask, that you hear me, that you listen to the things I have to share. And I'll only just be sharing thoughts that came out of the words that Pastor Toby has been speaking to us the last 2 days. Are you here with me, Spat Nation? No, are you here with me, Spat Nation? Words that has come out. The oracle has been speaking. God's counsel has been made known to us. And you know how I am when it comes to God's word. And I know this is Spac Nation as a culture anyway. That when it comes to God's word, there's no gimmicks or games there. You know, you cannot pretend your way to God. Are you here with me, Spac Nation? There's no pretending your way to God. You can pretend to man. That's perfect. But I remember when Pastor Toby said this, and there's some things I'll share quickly. I remember when Pastor Toby would say this through the word, that it doesn't matter how much he likes you. If you don't mind, the way I speak is as if I'm praying. So bear with me a moment if I speak as if I'm speaking to myself. When Pastor Toby says that it doesn't matter how much he likes me, the reward comes from God. So I need to be living a life that is befitting, pleasing to God. At one point in history, in one point of life, God said that he regretted, he grieved. He was mourning over the fact that he created man. But since the beginning of time to now, there's only been one that God has looked at and said that this is my beloved. This is the one that I am pleased with. Why am I starting in this manner? Because in the house of God, God looks for people that has come together, bound together by covenant, people that have made up their mind before coming to service, that I'm not trying to come here and make noise, vain noise. I am coming that every word that you speak to me is words that I'm going to live out and express in my world. These are not words that I get excited about. And of course, excitement in itself is not wrong, but if excitement is the only thing that comes out of a Thursday, of a Friday, of a Saturday, then that's in vain, I can tell you. And maybe I might not be the person that gives you the most exciting words, but I will give you words that are sure. For I don't have a word of my own. I have just the word of God. I believe in the fact that Pastor Toby has been saying to us, I do not doubt that I'm a man of God. Don't. Are you hearing me? So Pastor Toby said something, and he mentioned something yesterday, and I'm going to speak to you from there. But to speak to you from there, I have to say something that he has said previously in service, that what God is looking for, when God looks at our generation. In fact, let me say it like this. I think it would be too far for me to say that we don't know this, but the responsibility that God has bestowed upon Spac Nation is great. No, as in, if we don't get things right, there is a generation ahead of us that will never be able to be pushed correctly. They will not be shaped if we do not get things right. So Pastor Toby made mention, and I just need you to come back to this. I need you to hear this for a moment. He made mention that if you look at the church, if you look at what God is doing with Spac Nation now, he's trying to see if he can trust Spac Nation with a pattern. When we look at the movement, when we look at young people on fire for God, or forget young people, if we're to say people on fire for God, if we're to say the new generation church, the glory that the world have not yet seen in the church, if we look at a church that God is using to shape that, it's Spac Nation. But what God is looking for is if he can trust us, because God will not reduce his standards for anybody. It's not how I feel, it's not how I dress, it's not what I pretend in front of the altar. It's my lifestyle that will give me the qualifications for what God wants to give to a generation. And if God, God forbid, does not find it with our generation, he will pass it over, because he's not restrained to time. We're like a breath. We'll be here today and escape tomorrow. So God is trying to set up a pattern with COD, with Connect, with Pulse, with Power Base and Elite, with Spac Nation. He's trying to see if this bunch of people, if we can be people that God will trust with a new generation church. So with saying that, We start to ask God, because quickly, if you don't mind, quickly go to Luke 6. That's not where I'm going, but I want to show something there quickly. That when God, so we understand that God is trying to build a pattern. What we see in SPAC Nation is a culture. God wants to reveal himself through a people. The church, the world have not yet seen him. And God hopes that the world will see him through us. But you see, it starts off from the altar when Pastor Toby comes and speaks to us. And why do I keep referring to Pastor Toby? My duty is not to speak words to you. And I know that sounds weird, but I understand order, and order has never changed. From Old Testament to New Testament, it's never changed. God speaks the plan of the nation building to Moses. But it is the duty of Joshua and the head of tribes to gather the people. So I speak to you as brothers and sisters this afternoon, saying what God is expecting from us. Not a new word, but a word that you have heard before. Luke 6 from verse 46. Please read for me, Ibi.
Why do you call me Lord, Lord?
So this is the first grievance of God. God comes to us and asks us, why do we call him Lord, Lord, and do not do what he says? Doing what he says is not standing up shouting. And that's not me saying stop that. But that's not doing what he says. Carry on, Ibi.
And do not do what I say.
Yeah.
As for everyone who comes to me and hears my words and puts them into practice.
As for everyone who comes to me and hears my words and puts them into practice. What is God looking for? Hold on. What is God looking for? A person. In fact, if we look at this scripture, if we go to the next verse, the Bible actually tells us that this is the person that God likens to a wise builder. The person that comes and hears and then goes forth to put to practice. Now, I understand for a moment, practice does not mean you've got it perfect, but it means you're trying. You have decided to jettison your own ideology when you heard God's idea. And you said, I'm going to live by this. Walking with God may not be something you know yet, but it's something that you're going to adopt towards. So quickly, God is looking for people that can do. Are you hearing me, guys? God is looking for people that will say that, God, whatever you make up your mind to do, to tell me today, that's what I'm going to go out to practice. The word is not meant to be contained in the temple. It's meant to be expressed on the streets. So hear me. So we look at Abraham. So if God is saying that he's trying to establish a pattern, I've said this before, that what I see in SPAC Nation are not young people, but fathers and mothers of revival. People that by from their womb, something new will be birthed. They have never seen the child. They've never seen the formation of what the word, the seed, has gone into the womb to produce. But God is looking at us as fathers and mothers of a generation, of a church. But hear me, guys. If we're to liken ourselves, because whatsoever is written before time for our sake, that we might through the comfort of the scriptures find hope. So Abraham was written for me. Are you hearing me, SPAC Nation? Abraham was written for me because he too was a father of a new move. They had never seen a man that can express God before until Abraham came. But Abraham, as a father, listen, your life, and so I have to rush quickly. The Bible lets us know that Abraham for long was suffering. He had all the resources, had 318 men and families living in his household. But what he didn't have was someone to inherit what he had. He never had a son. He didn't have a son. So when God began to promise him, in Abraham's mind, Isaac was only a promise. Are you hearing me, SPAC Nation? Isaac was only a promise. But you see, in God's mind, Isaac was not just a promise. Isaac was the means of measurement of obedience. No, let me say it again. What Isaac was in the life of Abraham was the means by which God will measure Abraham's obedience. Because Psalms 2 will say to us that if you are going to acquire a nation, you're going to have to be a begotten. No. You're going to have to be someone that has entered obedience. Obedience is not I tried. No, obedience is that I sent forth my word and my word will not come back to me void. My word will not come back to me void. It will accomplish what I've... So when Pastor Toby says, go with COD and do this, I'm not going to say, sir, I can't do it. Obedience says, I'm going to make it happen. Isaac, you was not just a son of promise. No, Abraham, Isaac was not just a promise. Isaac, you are a measurement. So we look at a God that measures men with men. We look at God that had to see a Cain to measure Abel. We see a God that is looking at a preference to Saul. It's not what Saul has, it's who is next to him. Why is David preferred over Saul? Because he obeys. Everything I ask David to do, he will surely do it. What is God looking for us? God is looking for an obedient generation and a generation that will be able to carry out what God is asking them to do. I haven't got time. I'm going to have to end here. But God is looking for us. A generation that won't fail him. When I hear every day, yesterday I said to Pastor Dobby, we thank you for tonight. And someone will think all kinds of things. And I said thank you because every day I grow in realization of how important these meetings are. They are not an excess of us not having something to do. It is God speaking life for a generation. Amen.
God's men, God's soldiers, God's nation. Are you with me this morning, Spat Nation? Are you with me this morning? Is there revival in this place this morning? Are you with me this morning? God paid a price for this world. And God's men, the blood that runs from God's man is the ink God uses to write a check for a world. Writing a check for a city. But it is from the blood of God's man. Are you hearing me? It is from the blood of God's man that God puts in a purchase for a world. So I realize something, that these words are just to raise our value. Are you hearing what I'm saying? These words come to raise our value because as Pastor Toby said on Sunday, he said, here is 3 million presenting itself in a wrong way. Maybe you don't understand what I'm saying, but this morning, Pastor Nikki was on my mind. Because I realized something, that the NHS system, the budget of the NHS is her pain. We keep on thinking about souls, but we don't understand that the budget that the nations write is on people. These are monies based on people's heads. So what is the call for a man of God? He wakes up in the morning and he goes to check the nation's problem by the nation's debt. I don't think you're hearing what I'm saying though. I'm saying that when Nikki wakes up in the morning, for her it is about what is the NHS value in 2020 on. If it is £1 billion, then what does she do? She goes into her coven of pain. Because blood only comes out when there is a strike. He was wounded for our transgressions. So what did you think your life was going to look like? It is a wounding. A constant beating. Nikki, are you hearing what I'm saying? It is a constant pain. Why? Because every year you must know the cost of your blood to a nation. Are you hearing me, Spat Nation? Every year, God needs to write. But I realized that there are things I could not complete in this life because I had not paid the pain. My blood was valued at 100,000 and I was meeting men of millions. You cannot solve issues without your blood on that issue. The check God writes is with your name on it. It is a purchase order called Indeedy. God does not use pounds and sterling. God uses dami. Dami is God's money for engineering. So when dami is going through issue, dami doesn't understand that his issues are to raise the price of dami to the price of the national debt of engineering in the UK. Are you hearing me? So I realized something. Cain and Abel. Abel's blood is only speaking because Abel is a sower. What is seed built for? Seed is to make you bleed all the time. It is to bring issues in your life. If you have 10,000 pounds a month and you're only sowing one, that's no issue. It's a world of slaves, and slaves cannot read. So what does the world need? The world needs for your blood to speak, not for them to read. Here is the voice of the one crying in the wilderness. What is stagnation? Stagnation is the voice. Is the voice of the one screaming in the wilderness. And what is he saying? He's saying that there's an issue in the city, but we're going to solve it in the desert. You're not hearing what I'm saying, guys. I'm saying that this thing was built as a city without walls, a nation without walls. Why? Because if we were to fight them in their terrain, they wouldn't understand what we're saying. Because in their terrain, you have to read. In our terrain, you have to hear. So Christ will constantly say, he who has ears, let him hear. Why? Because Christ has lived a life of pain already. So the only way to hear Christ is to hear his suffering before the cross. Smart nation. Ah, my father, I understand it now. The hidden scriptures in the word. You think that this world is looking for you to quote Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John to bring revival to them when they don't understand. They don't understand the meaning behind Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. But in Zion chapter 1 verse 3, they understand Obi Onyeka. It's a scripture that's hidden for men, but it is known to God. It is the book that God speaks from. Are you hearing me? It is called Zion chapter 3, verse 2. It speaks about Samuel and the Connect family. Are you guys here though? I don't understand why. When I talk, there's so much silence. Samuel and his Connect family. And when we take this scripture forward and God is speaking now, are you ready for revival? Revival is not about Amos chapter 10. Revival is about Elite family and Pastor Nikki. You're not hearing what I'm saying? Because at a stage, the word called elite should only be judged by that family. And when the lights go out in this city, it should only be dummy and the power based family that bring lights back to the city. Are you hearing what I'm saying, guys? Why? Because we're dealing with slaves. And the kings of this world did not allow them to know how to read. So you are the only difference between them knowing what does elite mean. We won't understand the knowledge behind NHS if Nikki don't rise. Here is 3 million. It presents itself in an ordinary way. I can't get that out of my mind when Pastor Toby said that. It is saying that the world brought a debt to God. And God did not meet that debt with money. He met that debt with a person. Go and ask yourself now, how much have you sown? Because Abel's blood is only speaking because he sowed. But Abel's blood is not yet to the price of the world. So God still has to send someone else whose blood is more costly than 30 pieces of silver. You know that's the price that the world gives you. The world rates every man on 30 pieces. It is the base standard rate of labor. Are there any men of God here this morning? So I realized that my rent issues, my trap house issues, my issues of feeding people after Sunday, after the Sunday service, is not issues because they just exist. It's raising my value. It's about value raising. Look at some of you, non-sowers. You will die with your seed in the ground. You are saving. What are you saving for? You're worthless. This world still puts you. Listen. This world. Nikki, Pastor Nikki, I'm coming. This world. This world. This world. That's right. All the seed sowers are shouting. Look at you sitting down there. This world puts you under a curse. It values some of you. It values some of you at £5 an hour. And some of you accept the £5 an hour. And you go and save £5. And then, when God is calling for a national problem of 10 million, you, the £5 man, you want to stand in front of God. Nah. Never. Never. When Nikki was crying in Wellhouse, housing ladies who have had, what do they call it, baby mamas and all those stuff. It's going to go left sometimes. I don't know why I can't just keep the thing. When she was there crying, pain, and she couldn't see any currency to represent her month because she's sewing and bleeding and sewing and bleeding. She didn't understand that, you see, NHS has a bed problem. They have a bed problem. They don't have enough beds for those who are sick. For cancer patients, for alopecia patients, they don't have enough bed. What is she doing now? She's raising the value of her blood. Are you hearing what I'm saying? The life of the man of God is not like a life of comfort. It is comfort in discomfort. Because you must willingly go to the desert. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I'm sorry. I'm going to... Amen.
Whoa. Spark Nation, we are blessed with the word. Oh my God. We are blessed with the word. We have some serious men of God in this house. To start from today, because there's too much. I just know the language that Pastor Onyi came with, it can only take a man that's increased in spiritual capital to receive that kind of download of word. And I believe that's what we're called to do here more today, is increase spiritual capital. So that we, when we go to the market base, we can present ourselves as the £5 man. My job is very simple this afternoon, and I think the foundation has been laid very powerfully, very, very powerfully. My thoughts with the word that we've been hearing recently had been so desperate for me personally. I think Pastor Lucy was the one that was saying it's time for us to go deeper. So whenever PT gives a word, I don't take it as a word to get gassed up in the moment. I'm also always praying, Lord, give me the revelation of this word. Give me the impartation of this word. Make it life to my mortal being. Let me go out and be the expression that Pastor Onyi was speaking of.
And so my prayer would then be, Lord, keep me in the prison of your thoughts. Keep me there. Don't let me move beyond that pace. And I'm going to stay in a very easy flow today because I don't want to go ahead of the word. I tried to do this yesterday as well. I want to stay in the flow so when the man of God comes, it settles right. And that's why I've been encouraging everybody to increase their capacity to retain the word. Now, I understand, as Pastor Onyu was sharing, that when God wants to do a work, when he wants to take us back into Babylon, he will first have to take us out into the wilderness, fortify us, and take us back in as Zion. In the book of Obadiah, it says he would take my people from the Mount of Zion into the mountain of Babylon to go and deliver them. Your job here, Spac Nation, is to become deliverers. You are being called out of a world, back into the world, to be a life giver. But guess what? It will have to be the man of God that was able to decode heaven's language for what this world ought to look like today. So if I'm going to go to the NHS, or if Pastor Sam will go into recruitment, he has to look like the man of heaven. Oh my God, I would love to talk about, where did Melchizedek come from then? How did... So where did Melchizedek come from then? How did Levi know to sow in the loins of Abraham? All these questions will be on my heart because I need to know this word, the currency of this word. How do I now spend it in the world? How do I use it in the NHS? I can't just go there. You know, I had this conversation with PT back in the house in... in Lancaster House, we had the conversation about NHS, but it wasn't time yet. The sowing wasn't at that place yet. Many of us have the agenda of God in our heart, but we're wondering, Lord, how do we get there? This word must become flesh. It must have choked you so much. Pastor Daniel, Sam said it yesterday, our sowing is no longer sowing. We've passed that level. We've passed that stage. We've got a national budget here. And God is looking for you guys and us to be those that will put that budget down and say, hey, Boris, or whoever's in charge now, this is what you do next. But it will take spiritual intelligence. And this is why this word is so much more needed now than ever before. Bear with me as I'm speaking so simply this afternoon. Because when the word comes, it needs to touch that your spirit and do a different kind of work now. There's a deeper level that God is asking us to go to now. And it's going to take your divine concentration for a divine encounter to receive instruction and information on what to do next. Your own strength, your own ability will only take you so far. Trust me, I've tried. And many of you, you know you've tried. But God is saying, come up here now. The information that I have, the knowledge that I have about this particular mountain, you, man of God, will go there and be the oracle for that particular mountain. Your sowing has built enough spiritual capital for you to now go to those mountains and claim them back as mine, deliverer. Oh, Spac Nation, you are blessed beyond measure. The fact that God looked at you in all your crippleness, with all your flaws, and decided it would be you, is confusing the enemy. Even you will be confused how. And that's why doubt and fear and all those things will set in. But tonight, let me tell you, because of the renewing and the washing in your word, it's regenerated a new man, a God man in your life that's able to do exceedingly abundantly, far beyond your human comprehension. This is the man of God. I'm looking all over the room. And I see the expression of divine power. That's the truth. Don't worry about your present circumstance. Don't worry. All of that is used. It's going to be used as well. You remember a while back, PT said, use your abuse. Even in your working environment, when they've abused you, you use that. All of that is what will cause you to bring revival. It will start with what looks like nothing, cause you to do something extraordinary. It's called the divine power of God. Stop looking around and questioning. Say, Lord, I'm ready. They're pointing at me for time. My eagerness and my hunger this afternoon is just to charge you to and remind you that God has called you out to put you back in, to be a vessel and an instrument for his divine plan. You are the man of God. Your belief system must be activated to 2000 tonight. As you go and take your various mountains, wherever the Lord has called you to, you rise up in the surety that it's you God needs. You God wants to use. And from tonight, from today, from this season, is where we begin to express God's eternal economy here on earth. May the Lord bless you.
I'll give God praise back, nation, for the word this afternoon. After hearing the word this morning, I'm about to explode. Does anybody feel the same way? Do you feel like you're about to break out? The best thing about snipers is that snipers don't reveal their position. A sniper will shoot a high caliber round that will break down a wall that a pistol that makes noise cannot do. I am looking at a nation of snipers. People who have high caliber rounds can maneuver in the silence called pain. And from a silence called pain, they propel a weapon called the word. That word looks like someone that can bend tomorrow before it comes. Paul will record that tomorrow is yours. All are yours. Pastor Obi said it. Abraham is yours. Abraham was a code, Pastor Obi, that was written exactly for you. You have downloaded it through your motherboard. I need to speak to the mother very quickly. Pastor Toby spoke yesterday about the application called Grace. Grace is an app that has to be downloaded into a product. The only place a software lands is a chip. The only place you find a chip is in a mother. Today is the third day. After Jesus resurrected on the third day, it was a mother that held him first. Are there any mothers in this building today? Please stand up on your feet if you don't mind, mothers. I need to see where the motherboards are. Because we're about to download some things into the chips called mothers. I hope you know that it is the mothers that stir revival, you know that. It is the mothers that program. The motherboards have the software. When Jesus Christ was first born, it was a woman called Mary that held him. When he was born from the dead, the first born from the dead, it was a woman called Mary that held him. The perfect Mary held him in his flesh. The imperfect Mary held him in his spirit. Any mother that knows where her imperfection came from, you will hold, hear this, the Son of Promise. Please sit down. Have you ever wondered why Solomon will be the one? If you go and check the Bible very clearly, he is probably the only one that has lived out the mandate closest to what God said about Adam. Go have dominion. Even Isaiah would say, the mountain of the Lord's house will be raised up in those days. And the
nations will stream to it. Solomon was the only man that I saw do that in the Bible. It is only Solomon that will know how to use the number of man to build God's house. The Bible will say that they brought 666 talents of gold. 666 has to be used to build the weapon called the house of God. Look, if you look at me today and all you see is this body, wait until you see the manifestation called the wisdom of God. Solomon imbibed the wisdom to the point where he now knew how to use the thing called man to build the house called God. Solomon was the one to build the temple. Solomon was the one that understood wisdom of God. Solomon was the one that had a true relationship with Christ. It was Solomon that embodied wisdom to the point where he would begin to see things that had not yet come yet. He was the one that had the foresight, the blueprint to build the temple. But something happened. The moment he fell in love with another set of women. Mikosianda. Let me tell you, your wives are meant to be the city. Your wives are the cities. Solomon was marrying the wives from Tyre, Hiram, to the different towns. Sheba will bring her city to submit to Solomon. Solomon fell in love with the wrong woman. That's why he lost it. Hey, the bride of Jesus is not the church only. It is the city. Go and read Revelations 21 records that the bride of Christ is a city. And those cities full of tribes. Likatosa. Yeah, I see her. The 4 times 3. The 12. Each city has 12 gates. The 12 gates are the tribes. The walls, which are made of gold, are the talents from man. Are the talents from the devil. 666 of them. All of it needed to build that city. So you're telling me the city of God, built by his wisdom, needs the number called man. The foundations for that city are the apostles. I know my program. My program is Daniel. Do you know your software program? Have you tapped to the motherboard to know where your software comes from? Some of you need to know that you are Gideon. Some of you need to know that you are Benjamin. Benjamin was born in pain. The dad said, you're the son of my right hand. But he was a left-hander. The Bible records when they go and fight war, the men of the tribe of Benjamin were all left-handed. They were ambidextrous. Mikori antosata. They knew how to be a gangster today and to be a professional tomorrow. The men of Benjamin could shoot with accuracy from afar. The Bible records that they would shoot an arrow. It would hit a strand of hair. These were men who understood the program in them. Anybody that tries to act like you're not, hear me, if you try to act like you are not, you'll be a hand trying to function as a brain. Do you understand this? There is a city being built. The software of Daniel is here. The software of Phoebe is there. The combination of softwares is what makes a hardware function properly. Sorry, the body of Christ. Do not try and program your fingers to do what your eye does. Now I realize the three gates. There are only 4 here. Do you know what's meant to happen? Elite has to give birth to a power base. Then a power base has to give birth to a base of power. The Connect family has to start to birth. These are the 4 pillars. But there are 8 to go. Pastor Nikki, thank you for giving birth to us. Inside of us now are the different walls of the city. The foundations are the apostles. And that's why I will address pride at this point. Whenever I've seen apostles, it's always been a top-down thing. I'm the boss. I look down. The foundation of the city is an apostle. They work from the ground up. You are all leaders, yes. But we must understand how to work from the ground up. So it is on our shoulders we will carry spirit and government. So the foundations are the apostles. The Bible says that the walls are made of gold, stones, sapphire. All these things are costly. As Pastor Oni said, the blood of a man is what is used to purchase. That's why Jesus Christ said, or the word I should say, says that the life of a man is in his blood. But guess what is, if the life of a man is in his blood, what gives life to your blood? It is not bread that you eat. That's why it is okay to go hungry. Did you hear me? It says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds. So actually, I don't live on bread. I live on something called the voice. Pastor Oni. I live on something called the voice. But if I need to hear the voice, that means I must be a server that hosts nonstop. Anybody that's done computing will understand what I'm saying. For a server to work, you'll be programmed. But a server does something. It hosts. Anybody that's designed websites before, you know exactly what I'm saying. Servers hosts. If you are a server, what are you hosting? Are you hosting the voice of man or are you hosting the voice of God? Because this world is voice activated. Nothing moves until it says, let there be light. That's why you won't walk by your sight. You walk by what you hear. What you hear. Hey. The ear is the only part of the body that never stops growing. Go and look at your granddad. Look at the photo from when he was born to where he is now. His ear is the only thing that's ever expanding. I looked at the number of men in the contents of the Bible. The number of men equates to the number of chromosomes in your body. Jesus. The way. How many chromosomes are there in the body? Doctors, 46. Likato Yemesco. So in the contents of the Bible are 46 elements that represent the demonstration of the power of God on earth. You hear that? So what you must never do, understand your software. I need to see people that are pissed off enough, willing to control tomorrow today. Moses was the only man in the Bible that was meant to be a historian. I don't care about my history. I care about his story for me. I don't care about the history of my parents. It is the past. Moses was the only man that God showed back. Daniel, future. Ezekiel, future. All the prophets see the future. Each of us must be ahead of the curve. What does the future look like? Problems. Man needs to move equipment across the world. Problems. It takes a prophet to solve a problem. I need prophets to rise. Who see problems and rise at night. Hey! If you don't have the solution, here's what you should say. I can solve it. If the Bible says you have the future, that means the only history you should write is something called the future. The only biography you will ever write is something called the future. Don't tell me about my history. Tell me about his story. Look, if I want to write the biography of Pastor Toby today, I need to sit down with him. I need to host his presence to ask him questions of the past. If you are going to write something called the future, you need to host the man who has been there. His name is the Holy Spirit. We are servers. We must continually host his presence. Without that, you will not have the boldness to tell Nebuchadnezzar, yes, I know the problem. Okay? You know the problem. How would you solve it? You go back to your house at night. Daniel, he didn't have the solution to the problem, you know. He didn't know the dream. Not until he went home to unite, lock arm in arm, to pray with his friends, his brothers. Look, the running of this world is in this union. Be bold.
Let me start from where Pastor Nikki started. Wow, the word in this house. So powerful. Give God praise for the word for one moment. Just after this, we'll go into worship. So I just want us to be prepared. And I believe we've heard some mad word this morning, right? So I'm just going to quickly do what all the leaders have done. And that's just to put some thoughts of the word that have been coming together in my mind. Are there any men and women of God in this house? So let me start a bit slowly and I will end up where I need to end up. When Pastor began to speak about God raising servants, I discovered the reason why the British nation decided to colonize almost one quarter of the world is because God had an agenda. It doesn't just come to people's mind to venture into seas, to venture into places that they have not been. Even God's servants venture into the unknown. Jerusalem, Judah, was an unknown territory for Nebuchadnezzar, but God sent him, and he went, and he captured Jehoiakim and Daniel. The reason why Nebuchadnezzar was sent to Jerusalem was for Daniel. I'm bringing it into our time in a moment. Again, putting my thoughts together. The reason why the British Empire went into Africa was for you. Now, I'm just thinking about the history of Africa today. Why, when we talk about pastors, the concentration of pastors, prophets, apostles, evangelists, teachers of the word of God, yes, there are many all over the nation, but there's a high and the highest concentration in Africa. I thought that maybe it's just because Africans love Christianity, but it's not true. And this is me putting my thoughts together about the word that we heard. It's not true. What actually is happening is that God has been trying to signal something for a while. He's been trying to signal something about revival that is about to come. I'm still going somewhere today. And I'm going to show you this from scripture. So, from the beginning, God has always loved. And this is not a message about Africa. This is a message about us. But I'm starting with a bit of context. So, from the beginning, God has always loved Africa. Because Africa has always been a world power. How do I know that? From Israel, Joseph was sent to Egypt. God always sending his people to where he wants to reside and rule. I'm coming somewhere. But let me stay with my line of thought. So the British nation goes into Africa because God wants the gospel there. But then what happens after a while is that the reason why they even went into Africa, or the strength that they went into Africa with, which was God, has been zapped. So what they bring back from Africa is a workforce. Africans will not migrate for just economic liberation. They will also be brought back as a workforce. They come back to this country. And when they come back to this country, they begin to work. Now, revivals begin to break out. Let me tell you one revival that began to break out. The epidemic. You see, there are different names for revival. Revolution. Another one is epidemic. Because an epidemic is something that cannot be contained. No matter how much man comes together to try and contain a certain epidemic, they realize that they don't have the solution for it. So an epidemic, a revival breaks out called knife crime. But at the head of that revival, listen to this, will still be Africans. I'm going somewhere. And these Africans are actually sons and daughters of people from churches. I'm going somewhere. I just need one scripture today. Hosea chapter 11. God's son, God's nation is Israel. God's son is Africa. Listen to me. I know this sounds mad. The covenant was made with Israel. But revival in the latter times will start with children of Africa. And I tell you why this morning, and this is not where I'm going at all, I'm just giving you context. It will start with children of Africa because what God has always done is he's always called his children out. So every revival that you will now see in the UK today, every revival that you will now see spark up, whether it will be the revival of workforce, that's why you can find that an African can work about 3 jobs. We brought about these revivals. The British man didn't know, wow, these people are strong, you know. Said, wow, I gave him one job. Said, no, I'm ready for more. The revival of Africans being in your workforce started the revival of knife crime because families were no longer at home. Wait to where I'm going. I'm coming to you about the families sitting down in front of us today. Families were no longer at home. So that started the epidemic that can no longer be contained. But inside of that revival, you saw the strength of a man. You saw the strength of young men and young women. And that then brings me to my next point. Also, after Africa will come the Arab nation. I'm teaching you about the style of God's revival in the end time. I remember when PT was saying yesterday, when Britain plundered Africa, they can't plunder the Arab nations because there was nothing there. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? But that plunder was still them acting in God's service because God needed to get you here. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? He needed to get you here. But you see the Arabs, the reason why revival will come to the Arabs is because, listen, they use their youth to sow blood. I know this is, I told you, let me start first. I know it's slow. They use their youth to sow blood. So the system of the Islamic nation today is to sow young people. That's the system of the Islamic nation. But that's also the system of scripture. What they sow young people into, we may not necessarily agree with, but the system of sowing is what causes revival. Yeah. So now you would, now I said this to the Connect family. Now you would realize that a young man will wake up and inside of prison will be indoctrinated. The word called Islamic State has left a nation and has entered into hearts, so you can no longer contain it. It has now become a revival. I'm still coming somewhere. So what does God do? God goes into local communities, because he's saying the Arab nation cannot be revived until the children of Africa are called out. Yeah. All right, so let me do this by scripture then, so it doesn't just look like a theory. Hosea chapter 11.
When Israel was a child.
When Israel was a child.
I loved him.
Yeah.
And out of Egypt, I called my son.
And out of where? I called who?
My son.
I called my son. Out of Egypt. The only reason why it says Egypt there is because Egypt was recognized as the superior and world power at that time. But I wish this was where I was going. Isaiah chapter 11. And I'll round up with this, because I want to speak individually to the families represented. Is the elite family here today?
Yes, sir.
Is the power-based family here today?
Yes, sir.
Is the Pulse family here today?
Yes, sir.
Is the Connect family here today?
Yes, sir.
Is the COD family here today?
Yes, sir.
Isaiah chapter 11. And let's just read it through very quickly.
A shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse.
A shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse. Yep.
From his roots, a branch will bear fruit.
Will bear fruit, yep.
The spirit of the Lord will rest on him.
Yeah.
The spirit of wisdom. And
like
of
Pastor Dami was saying, the spirit of wisdom. Yeah.
And of understanding.
And of understanding.
The spirit of counsel and of might.
Yeah.
The spirit of knowledge and fear of the Lord.
Yeah.
And he will delight.
Come on, quickly. Let's
go. And he will delight in the fear of the Lord.
Mm.
He will not judge by what he sees with his eyes.
Yeah.
Or decide by what he hears with his ears.
Mm.
But with righteousness, he will judge the needy.
Skip this. Verse 5.
Righteousness will be his
belt.
Verse
6.
The wolf will live with the lamb.
Yeah.
And the leopard will lie down with the goat.
Yeah.
The calf and the lion and the yearling together.
Mm-hmm.
And a little child will lead them.
A little child will lead them, yeah.
The cow will feed with
Eight.
The infant will play near the cobra's den.
Yeah.
And the young child will put its hands on the viper's nest.
Nine.
They will neither harm nor destroy on all my holy mountain. In that day, the root of Jesse will stand as a banner.
Okay. In that day, the root of Jesse will stand as a banner. We know who the root of Jesse is, right? We've been taught about the root of Jesse, right? He will stand as a banner for who? The peoples. So in this house today are not God's people. It's God's men and women that are in the house, because God's people are still coming. So Jesus Christ will stand as a banner for the people, yeah?
The nations will rally to him.
Uh-huh.
And his resting place will be glorious.
And his resting place will be glorious. 11.
In that day, the Lord will reach out his hand.
Uh-huh. The Lord will reach out his hand a second time. Listen to this now. Yeah, go on.
A second time to reclaim the surviving remnant of his people from Assyria.
To reclaim who? The surviving remnants of his people. You see, because what happened was that everybody was scattered. Because look, the epidemics and revivals that come first scatter. Not only does it scatter the streets, it scatters the church. Mothers lose sons and then they lose God. So what God does is that he separates a surviving remnant, a family, an elite family. You're a surviving remnant. Listen to this. Wait for it. Look, surviving remnant of his people, yeah?
From lower Egypt.
From lower where? So why is it people will think, church, Pentecostalism is an African thing? No, it's a remnant thing. The way that God wanted to teach you the word of God. Listen, I was saying to the Connect family the other day, I wouldn't like, listen, if church was just for prayer and worship, I'm sorry. I wouldn't go. I'm sorry. I know my dad's a pastor. and I love church and I love men of God. But I know I wouldn't go. I say, God, what's your end game? There is a surviving remnant that were children of victims of a generation. Decisions that a generation made made them a surviving remnant. They were scarred, but they still survived. They were wounded, but they still survived. They were from Lower Egypt. So meaning where the British went was into Africa. There was a remnant that they brought to the UK. The remnant that did not fall for the workforce service. There was something in you that was bigger than, I don't want to just pay my bills and go away from life. No, there's something in me that's bigger than, oh, I just want to have a mortgage and buy my house. No, there's a surviving remnant. God buds in their hearts. The Spirit of the living God speaks to them on a daily basis. The surviving remnant. Look, the Bible says God reached out his hand. Madoza. He reached into the family of Onyeka. And he looked, no offense to them, at the mom and the dad. And said, yes, you sowed a seed, but I need this one. We are scarred by decisions of a previous generation. But that's what makes us a surviving remnant. So what am I here to tell you today? Everything that you consider that scars you is actually so that God can see you as a survivor. Because he's only after the surviving remnant. So when you go back to your communities and your families, when they ask you, why are you so into your family? Sometimes you're into your family more than you're into your own immediate family. I'm not into my family. I'm with a group of survivors. A group of survivors that God is raising. But let's see what he says and then I'll round up.
From Upper Egypt. From Cush.
Yeah.
From Elam.
Yeah.
From Babylonia. From Hamath and from the islands of the Mediterranean.
Mm.
He will raise a banner for the nation.
Look. So the banner for the people was Christ. But the banner for the nations. Listen. Look, he will raise a banner for the nations. So but we saw that the root of Jesse will be the banner for the people. So when you go out, you preach Christ, right? But the exploits that God does in your own life, the things that God raises you to achieve, how can a group of people that just pray and worship God move from 25 pounds to 30,000 as a budget? Oh, what happens is God is raising a banner for the nations. So who is the banner for the UK today? The children of Africa, the people that they went to go and collect from their youth, from their nation, now became the banner for the United Kingdom. This is what God is saying to us in 2020. You are the banner for this nation. You are the banner for Africa. You are the banner for the United Kingdom. On that basis, I want you to worship God tonight.